Hello, my name is Muzza and this is another edition of the AMs. Today I'm joined by Alechi and Madders and we're discussing what's trending. Have you guys heard of Hollywood and how the Simpsons have predicted it?
Yeah. I actually haven't.
Have you not?
No.
Have you not seen like all of LA is burning?
No.
Oh, and there's fires. Like
the wildfires, yeah.
But I saw this video and it said how one of the Simpsons episodes have predicted it already. How that kind of like...
I feel like the Simpsons predict everything, though.
Yeah. Like the Queen.
Yeah, they've got so many episodes with so many, like, wild ideas that they've just ended up coming true. I don't think it's an actual, like, they're predicting the future. Everyone watch the Simpsons. This is what's going to happen next.
Yeah, because I remember...
If people milk it too much, then it just won't happen. Because it's like, this is going to happen next, and then it doesn't. It'll just break the whole thing.
Exactly. But, I mean, it is kind of clever how it actually has.
It's weird.
Happened.
I find it creepy.
I know, like, the Queen one freaked me out.
I haven't seen that one. What happened?
In all honesty, I haven't seen it either. But I've seen, like, a brief episode, and, like, the Queen dies in it, and then...
Oh.
Well, when the Queen did die. Dies.
True, but like it was the Queen, and then like a few months later, the Queen actually did die.
Have you seen the thing about Trish Paytas?
No.
Like apparently, like her daughter was the Queen reborn because her daughter was born on the same day that the Queen died.
No.
Have you not seen that?
I haven't seen that.
Trish Paytas to make it about herself.
Like, you know how who had. King Charles had cancer. Was it King Charles?
Yeah, King Charles and Kate.
Yeah, and they were saying that because she said that she's having a boy around the time that King Charles announced that he had cancer. So everybody's like, when's the baby's due date? That's when he's going to die. That's when the king's dying. And I'm like, what?
Oh.
She literally had to make a video and it got like a million likes of her like saying, my baby is not the queen. At least I don't think she is.
I don't think she's either. Oh my goodness. That's so random.
I know.
Trisha Paytas. I got the same birthday as her.
Really?
Yeah. My sister's birthday, that's the day the Queen died.
Oh my gosh. She might be reborn.
My sister's
such random stuff trending. Moving on from that, have you guys heard about Tom Holland and Zendaya?
I know, I'm so happy.
I first found out when, I think it was like, Swarovski maybe posted about it on Instagram.
I found out, like, I heard rumours about it because somebody said that she had a T, like, tattooed.
It was a pretty little thing.
But I seen it all on TikTok and then it was like comments and then somebody else said, oh, they're engaged. But this was like weeks before they'd announced it. So I don't really know how people knew. But then it was like all confirmed at the Golden Globes because then you saw her ring.
The only reason I found out is because I just randomly opened Instagram one day because I was going to post a photo of me and my friends. And then I just saw a photo of them and like with a big congratulations and celebratory like emoji. And it was from Pretty Little Thing, not Swarovski, guys. Sorry.
I saw the British Vogue one when they posted their engagement pictures.
And everyone was just reposting it. And I was like, oh my God, it's actually happened.
Literally, I don't really care about either of them though. Like, not in a bad way. I just haven't watched anything they're in. I haven't watched any of the Spider-Man films or like Challengers or anything.
I mean, not
really.
Or Avengers or anything like that.
The only like Marvel films I've watched is Deadpool.
Oh my goodness.
I feel like I knew Zendaya before that though. Because I used to watch Disney.
Yeah.
I know who they are. I just don't like consume them.
I used to watch Casey Undercover.
Speaking of, have you guys heard of the LOL podcast? Because we're podcasting right now. Half a Zilma and her fame going wrong.
I've got no clue who that is or what that podcast is.
She's a very energetic character. But
yeah, she's...
Oh my God, I think... Wait, is that the ginger
one? The ginger one, yeah.
Yeah, I do know.
But she's going viral because she said a certain word.
Which one?
I know.
I just feel like it's not like, I don't know. I find it all really weird. I feel like that is the thing. She apologized yet?
Nope.
I haven't seen
any. She hasn't posted about it at all. But
it's just That's just making it worse.
I know, but I'd like to thank my panel members, Alechi and Badders. We hope you enjoyed listening to today's podcast, and don't forget to like and subscribe and listen to more from the AMs.